Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad that you found time in your schedule to join me for these next few minutes. And before I go into the message the Lord has placed on my heart, let's just take a moment to pray. As we gather together, I really believe and have faith that as we unite our hearts around the Lord and the Word of God, that God can minister in supernatural ways. I fully believe that God uses the miracle, the medium of airwaves, of the communication channels that we have today, that even though we may not be physically close together, we can still partake of the goodness, the blessings, the anointing of the Lord. So if you have a need, let's just present ourselves before the Lord. Father, I thank you for every listener. I thank you, Lord, for those who are so regular and faithful, Lord, even those perhaps who have never written. So I'm not able to pray specifically for them, but Lord, you know, I pray every day. And those, Father, who may be listening for the first time, I thank you right now, Lord, that as we come to you, our hearts are filled with gratefulness for our salvation, for all that you have done. And Father, you know the areas of need that need your intervention, your help, your assistance, your grace, the fruit of your Spirit. Father, I just lift your beloved people and I rebuke every work of the enemy against them. I loose, Father, that faith that you have given and imparted to them to be stirred up, that they shall be submitted to you, resist the enemy, and he will flee. Father, you have promised us that we have victory in Jesus Christ. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So, Father, I thank you right now that the Spirit of the Lord shall rise up within them. And whatever they're facing, Father, they will have the confidence, the trust, the faith in you that you're going to make a way through every circumstance, every situation, whether it's physical or spiritual or emotional or relational or circumstantial, you will make a way, Lord, even when to our natural mind there seems to be no way. We give you honor and we give you praise for it. Amen and amen. The last several weeks, I have presented an offer that we have made available to the UCM family, the UCM mailing list, my partners, and it's a little devotional, which we've entitled Devotional Meditations for the Believer. And it is a 38-page booklet of prophetic words the Lord has given to me over the years. And I have shared just a few of those prophetic words on recent broadcasts. And before I go into the message, the Lord just quickened to my heart to share this particular word, because I believe those of you listening today, it's a word in season. And so at the end of the broadcast, I will remind you again, if you would like to request this little booklet, if you email, I would need your mailing address. And we will be privileged and blessed to be able to send you this little booklet through the mail without charge. Freely you have received, so we take it literally, freely we give. Hear the word of the Lord. Come apart for a few moments with me, my beloved, for I invite you into my private sanctuary in the Spirit to rest a while from the cares of your day. Let me refresh you as you close the door on our secret place to shut out the noise, the distractions, and the turmoil of this age. Many do not realize their battles with oppression are due to increased demonic activity on the earth and not some spiritual lack on their part. Always be aware, beloved, you are in warfare, but I have given you the weapons that are completely effective as you use them, skillfully wielding the sword of the Spirit, my word. Whenever your peace and joy are disturbed, stop them and recognize and identify what strategy the enemy is using against you. He knows your weak points, but remember my word that when you are weak, then my power is strong in you. It is simple faith and obedience that will secure this victory. You ask, Lord, is it that simple? Yes, beloved. Well-meaning and sincere leaders fall prey to making the gospel more complicated than it is. It is not by formulas, but by revelation and faith. Isaiah speaks of the way of holiness, that wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. The way of the Lord is simple, that a child may understand. Beware of self-effort, of good ways that appeal to the understanding, for faith and love are the greatest of all principles. Many have itching ears, believing that victory will come in pursuit of some new spiritual knowledge. But, beloved, it's as simple as believing me. It is faith that is your greatest need, as well as for my body, the church. I ask my disciples, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on the earth? Therefore, know that I, even I, have given to you all the faith you need. For am I not the author and finisher of your faith? I would be unjust to allow you to be tested above what you are able to endure. But no, I have placed that measure of faith within you, for even those difficulties that you presently face. Believe that. Act on that. Arise, shake yourself from the dust, and loose yourself from the bands of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Put on your strength, for I strengthen you with my mighty power in your inner man. Your strength will flow out through your spirit man in that secret place in the center of your being where my spirit abides with you. It is your God working within you both to will and to do of my good pleasure. I always provide a way of escape, sometimes not from the circumstance, but to give you joy, peace, and victory in the situation. If you remember these words, they will keep you free from the torment of doubt, fear, worry, and insecurity that are the adversary's favorite tools. Above all, remember how much I love you and look forward to that day when you and all my people will be together with me, that glorious day which soon approaches, says your Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. A powerful and impacting word for our lives right now. Amen. It's the simplicity of the gospel. It is the childlike faith that will secure our victory. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I would like to begin a message that I'll begin on today's broadcast, which I've entitled Conquering the Old Nature. We know that the main effort of the Holy Spirit, according to the Word of God, and this ministry is based on the Word of God, the whole counsel of God. It's not just belaboring one scripture in one place, but it's taking the balanced wisdom and applications and principles of the character and nature of God throughout the entire Old and New Testaments that give us a knowledge of the character of God and also what the purpose for why it was written, so that we, his people, would have an understanding of God, an understanding of what he requires of us, an understanding of what we are to do in this earthly pilgrimage from birth to death or the rapture, whichever occurs first. Praise God. And by the signs of the times, it is that day is rapidly approaching. And so, Lord, we thank you for your word. We ask for your anointing on it because, Lord, that's our desire. We want to partner with the Holy Spirit that we will not be a hindrance or a stumbling block, not only to anyone else, but even to ourselves, because sometimes, Lord, our greatest enemy is our own carnal nature. And so, Father, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for that inner strengthening with might in our inner man, that through the power of the Holy Ghost, there is not a single work of the carnal nature, the work of our flesh nature, that cannot be mortified and put to death. And Father, we know if we will apply ourselves to that truth and that discipline, that we will walk in a joy and liberty that, Father, seems to escape many Christians as they read the Word of God. They don't know what it is to walk consistently in that joy unspeakable and full of glory. But Lord, your commandments, your promises are not out of reach. The word of faith is nigh us, even in our mouth. And so, Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for your anointing on this word that I'll be sharing it today as well as in succeeding broadcasts. Well, the word of the Lord declares in Romans 3:1, and it's Paul speaking, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. And so one of the things the Lord wants me to emphasize is the importance of obedience, obeying God in every area of our lives. And as we look at the Word of God, we're going to be looking at some pretty tough conditions. By taking a look at our lives, we can become what God wants us to be, and more than that, what God requires and demands that we become. We're going to look at some spiritual weeds, which, if left to grow in our lives, will choke out that spiritual life until we dry up and wither spiritually. And I trust none of you want to be in that place. So in these closing moments, I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. We're heard every day, Monday through Friday, on this station. Or if at any point you miss a broadcast, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast and you can listen anytime at your convenience. Before I leave the air, I want to give you an invitation to write and share your prayer request. This is a personal ministry of prayer and intercession for God's people in existence for over 50 years. And also, as you write and share your prayer needs, please feel free to request that little booklet I read from and shared from at the beginning of the broadcast, Devotional Meditations for the Believer. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glasse. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.